Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, I'm podcasting about a challenge that has plagued entrepreneurs since the dawn of time: delegation. You know the feeling. You've got a million things on your plate. Each one is screaming for your attention. You're juggling clients. You're managing employees. You're strategizing on growth plans. You're putting out fires. Maybe you're even trying to squeeze in a workout or a family dinner. It's exhilarating. It's exhausting. It is 11 out of 10 times unsustainable. But here's the kicker. As much as you might enjoy being the linchpin of your business, the truth is, you can't do it all. At least, not if you want to scale. Delegation isn't just a nice to have, it's a non-negotiable. So why is it so damn hard? Because delegation is like a delicate dance. It's a paradox of control and trust. You want to maintain the quality and vision of your work, but you also need to empower others to take ownership. You're afraid of things falling through the cracks, but you're also terrified of being a bottleneck. The good news is, you're not alone. Every successful entrepreneur has wrestled with these fears at some point. Even the most brilliant minds have their limits. The even better news is that delegation, like any skill, can be mastered. It's a matter of mindset, strategy, and practice. So buckle up. We're going to dive deep into the art and science of delegation. I'm going to explore the when, how to know when it's time to let go, the who, how to identify the right people to delegate to, the how, proven strategies for effective delegation, and the what, which tasks you should delegate first. By the end of this podcast, you'll have a framework for delegating with confidence. It'll free up time for you to focus on what truly matters, which is actually growing your business. So let's start with the when. How do you know when it's time to delegate? Because as an entrepreneur, your time is your most valuable asset, so it's crucial to use it wisely. Delegation is one of the most effective ways to do that. But how do you know when it's time to delegate a task? Here's a few signs. If the task is repetitive or time-consuming, you're spending hours on tasks that could
could easily be handled by someone else, it's time to delegate. If the task is not your core strength, if you're not particularly good at the task, it's better to delegate to someone who is. And if the task is preventing you from focusing on more important things, if you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck, it's probably a sign that you need to delegate. Of course, there's always exceptions. There's some tasks that are so critical or so confidential that you may need to keep them in-house, but for the most part, delegation is a powerful tool that will free up your time and allow you to focus on what you do best. Now, the who. How do you identify the right people to delegate to? Because once you've identified the tasks you want to delegate, the next step is to find the right people to do them. Here's a few tips. You want to look for people with the skills and experience that is necessary to complete the task. You want to choose people that are reliable. You want to choose people that are trustworthy, and you want to make sure that the people that you delegate to are clear on your expectations. It's also important to consider the personality of the person you're delegating to. So some people are more independent and more self-directed. They're go-getters. They're already asking for more to do. And this would be maybe a little bit of a stretch target for them, but it's in their core competency. It's in their zone of genius. It's in their wheelhouse. Others may have no interest and they have totally the wrong attitude and they need to be supervised and they need more guidance. And for example, maybe they thrive being around other people or being around their managers and are always asking for feedback on their work, and they're always making sure that their work is up to par. Those people are great. However, the people that are going to thrive when you delegate tasks to them are people that take things and run with it. They're people that enjoy learning, upskilling, and accomplishing things without always needing validation or feedback. But at the end of the day, you will have to test to find the right people in your company to delegate to. It's an experiment. You got to see who works best for you. This is just what I found in my life. Now let's move on to the how. So what are some proven strategies for effective delegation? Because delegation is not, I repeat, it is not just about handing off a task and hoping for the best. I think that too many people assume this is what delegation is. They're overloaded. They have too much on their plate. Their schedule is chaotic and they'll just throw stuff to people and hope that it gets done properly. And when it's not done properly, then they get upset. You're setting everyone up for failure if you operate like that. Delegation has to be a deliberate process. It has to require clear communication, trust, and accountability. First, you want to set clear expectations. So don't assume that people know what you want. Be explicit about desired outcomes, deadline, and specific requirements. You can provide context for the task so they know and understand how it fits into the bigger picture. You want to match tasks to skills. So align tasks with the person's strengths and interests. This not only ensures a better result, but it boosts morale, it boosts engagement, and it boosts ownership, which is the most important thing when you're delegating. You want people to own the results. You want to provide resources. You want to provide support. You want to give your team the tools, the training, the authority they need to succeed. So be available to answer questions. Be available to provide guidance, but you want to avoid micromanaging. You want them to understand that they are owning this task now and they can run with it. You give them all the resources and the ideas and the insights and the systems and the processes that you understand to date that has allowed you to do this task successfully, but then ultimately you're going to pass that all over to them. They're not reinventing the wheel. They're just running with a successful framework. And if they improve on it, great. But you're not just leaving them to their own devices, letting them figure everything out and just wishing and hoping and praying that it works out well. You're setting them up for success. Next, you're going to establish a feedback loop. Regular check-ins are essential. Regular check-ins, by the way, are not micromanaging. Regular check-ins are tracking progress. They're addressing challenges. They're offering constructive feedback. You're going to celebrate successes. You're going to acknowledge the effort. You're going to build trust. You're going to encourage so that they're motivated, and you will set a cadence so that they're going to go off, do their thing, execute, hopefully successfully, and then come back with learnings. I repeat, this is not micromanaging. You are still letting them do the thing and they're reporting back to you. It could be once every 2 weeks. It could be once every quarter. It could be once every 6 months, depending on the complexity of the task. But the point is, you are acting as a mentor and a coach. You are not a backseat driver.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
The next important thought when you are building out this delegation process is you really have to let go of perfection. You cannot expect things to be done exactly your way, especially from the start. So you are going to embrace different approaches. You are going to allow for some autonomy. Remember, the goal is to achieve the desired outcome, not control every detail. And by the way, this is why hiring people that are better than you and smarter than you and A players is so important, because they are going to challenge the way that you've done things. They're going to look at the first version of the task that you're going to present them, all the systems and the processes and the learnings that you've discovered, and then they're going to understand it and they're going to execute and they're going to challenge the way that you've done things, and they're going to grow and they're going to make the task their own and they're going to make it better. And that's why hiring those people are so important. Remember, delegation should be empowering. You're not supposed to burden people. Delegation is supposed to be seen as an opportunity for growth, not punishment. You're going to frame tasks as challenges that align with the objectives of the person who's doing it. Where do they want to go in their career? How can learning how to do this task set them up for success in their next role or in their next promotion? Delegation should align with somebody's personal career North Star metric. It should not just be a chore. And lastly, like anything in business, you got to celebrate success. You're going to acknowledge and reward good work. Public recognition can be a huge motivator. It can reinforce a culture of delegation. Celebrate when people win. One of my favorite quotes is, you criticize in private and celebrate in public. Something isn't going well, you're not going to talk shit in front of the whole team. You can coach them in a one-on-one, but when somebody wins, make sure it's known, because this is something that will establish your culture in your company. Now let's move on to the what. So what are the tasks that you're going to delegate first? Because you understand the framework for effective delegation, but it's time to start putting it into practice in your business. So where do you begin? So the first few tasks that are often good candidates for delegation would be administrative tasks. So email management, scheduling, data entry, travel arrangements, repetitive tasks like social media posting, content creation, reporting, tasks outside your core expertise, so accounting, legal work, IT, or tasks that are not urgent or critical like research and brainstorming. When you start to delegate these tasks, you really free up your time to focus on high-level strategic work that only you can do as the entrepreneur. At the end of the day, delegation is really about the art of letting go. It's more than just a productivity hack. It's a mindset shift that allows you to unleash the full potential of your team and yourself. It's about trusting others. It's about empowering them to grow. It's about creating a culture of collaboration and accountability. Remember, delegation isn't a sign of weakness. It is always a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go, but the rewards are immense. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to trust your team. I want you to watch your business grow. Now, there are some challenges of delegation, and I want to just discuss briefly how to deal with them, because delegation is not always smooth sailing. In fact, it can be messy, but the key is to anticipate these challenges and have strategies in place to overcome them. So the fear of losing control. This is probably the biggest hurdle for many entrepreneurs, because you've built your business from the ground up, and the thought of relinquishing control can be terrifying. But remember, delegation isn't about giving up control, it's about sharing it. So by trusting your team, you're actually expanding your capacity to achieve more. The solution to this thought is start small. Delegate low-risk tasks first, gradually increasing the level of responsibility as you build trust. Establish clear communication channels and regular check-ins so that you stay informed and you can address any concerns and they don't snowball. The second issue with delegation is micromanagement, because you built this business from the ground up. It is your baby, and the urge to hover over your team and correct every little detail is a natural instinct, but it's counterproductive. Micromanagement will stifle creativity. It erodes trust. It demotivates employees. The solution is to focus on outcomes, not processes. Focus on the outcomes. Give your team the freedom to find their own solutions. You provide guidance, you provide support, but you resist the urge to dictate every step. The next issue that you see with delegation is lack of trust, because if you don't trust your team, delegation's always going to be a struggle. Trust is built over time through open communication, transparency, and track record. The solution to this is to invest in your team's development. Provide training, mentoring, opportunities for growth. You can upskill your team so that you can feel more comfortable trusting them. You're going to celebrate their wins. You're going to acknowledge their contributions. You're going to build trust through track record, through proof points that they can do the job. Start with low risk and let trust build from there. There are going to be communication breakdowns when you delegate, because unclear expectations, misaligned goals, lack of feedback can derail even the best laid delegation plans. So the solution is to be crystal clear about your expectations. Set smart goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This is just a great goal setting framework, and provide regular feedback. You're going to encourage open communication. You're going to create a psychologically safe environment where people feel comfortable raising their hand and asking questions. This is going to create a safe space for questions and concerns. It's going to remove any chance of communication breakdown. And lastly, you do not want to delegate too much too soon, because that can overwhelm you and your team. Remember, delegating is not just throwing something to somebody else. You have to build some structure and framework so that somebody has a good spot to start from. And that is work to do. It's work to delegate effectively. The rewards come over a period of time when somebody is successfully taken over that task. But at the beginning, there's a little bit of work required. So start slowly. Do not delegate everything right away. Delegate tasks in manageable chunks and then provide adequate resources and support. This will be a process that you will continuously deploy in your business. Remember, if you overcome these challenges, if you listen to everything I just outlined in this podcast, delegation is a game changer for entrepreneurs. It can free up your time, can empower your team, it can improve decision-making, can increase scalability, it can reduce stress and burnout. Remember, delegation is an investment in your business and yourself, the journey of trust, of growth, and transformation. So embrace the challenges, celebrate the wins, start to delegate, and watch your business thrive.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.